Love. Love Line is meant for an adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everyone. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Leanne tweeting us here tonight. I felt like I was missing something at the very top of the show. Leanne, dear friend, Leanne hasn't been on the show in over a year.
I was at the old studio.
Find out. The beautiful, beautiful old Westwood, too. Please,
this place is much better.
Please, someone torch that place. Torch it for a million reasons, all of which are righteous ones. Please torch that dump. We're here at fabulous K-Rock, just down the street. Leanne is on the cover and in the body of, speaking of body, FHM magazine. I took a good perusing of it. Oh, there it is.
Oh, you did?
Well, it's at the office. Before you got here. You know, one of the nice things about having a job, there's actually, especially, you know, over at Jimmy's or the Mancho or whatever, it's always just knee-deep in FHM and load and all these.
You have to do your research, right?
Load.
Yeah. Well, not pornography, but, you know, well, we do get the pornography, too. We get the Penthouse and we get the
Hustler
and like Playboy and all the good stuff. Penthouse, thank God, has toned down the urinating on the folks.
No, but don't they show men and women now? They didn't do before, I think, and somebody told me that recently. I'm like, can they get away with that?
They do. Yeah. It's funny, too. It's funny when Penthouse comes out with the big gala Christmas issue, and it's like you flip the thing open, the guy's taking a dump on it. It's like, wow.
That's gross.
That's a Christmas issue. Wow. I like to see the 4th of July.
Wow.
Yeah.
Deck the halls.
Yeah. Leanne also can be found on the Best Damn Sports Show, period. But wait a minute. Wasn't I on that a few weeks back? We didn't see each other, did we?
No. I'm always traveling and on the road doing some sort of story or event or interviewing athletes or whatever it is that I'm doing.
No, so ships.
They probably kept me away from you anyways
because
you were a little bitter last time I beat you when you were on the show.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Leanne is a bit of a tomboy and very competitive. And a couple things. Last Super Bowl, we all raced in this celebrity go-kart Cadillac race.
I remember that.
I think there was 16 people. Maybe there was 14.
No,
I don't remember how many
16.
People.
Yeah,
there might have been 16. Leanne had won it the previous year.
Yeah.
The previous year.
I did,
but
yes.
Is there any, I'm not missing anything.
No, you're right. That was an inaugural one the first year.
That was the
year
first
before.
Year was,
yes.
Okay.
So this was the second one this past year.
Leanne couldn't have been more full of herself before the race started, by the way. Just shouting to the world, anyone who would listen, that she was going to mop up with the boys. And by the way, the second...
Posing down.
Second
exactly, with
mouth,
my custom painted helmet.
Oh, yeah, that's the other one, yeah. $700 helmet, the Dale Earnhardt's helmet she stole from the museum.
No, it was painted by my friend Airtrix. Chris Wood.
And the point is the second biggest mouth on the lot was Pat O'Brien. By the way, nobody loves himself more than Pat O'Brien. I don't know how much...
You think?
I don't know how that guy... I see Pat O'Brien when he's not standing in front of a mirror just talking with a trash can on his head so he can hear his own voice. Just putting a metal trash can. Hi, it's Pat O'Brien, Brian. Hi, Pat O'Brien, Brian. Tom Cruise.
What's up with Britney?
What's up with Britney? Britney. Yeah, he was announcing that he was going to win the thing, although I don't know what that was based on because he wasn't turning any kind of laps at all.
No, you and Jimmy were actually pretty competitive. Jimmy Kimmel.
No, Kimmel. No,
Jimmy.
Way.
Jimmy's
well,
a horrible
didn't you knock him into the hay bales and
that
almost took out
right.
Paris Hilton standing on the
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
It was him. Oh, well, Jimmy
that might have been you.
Jimmy got eliminated almost immediately, I think.
Semi-intentionally. He doesn't drive.
No, he tries to drive.
No, he tried. Somebody knocked him into the hay bales and almost took Paris Hilton out. For real. It was quite funny.
It would have been awesome. She, by the way, was the flag person who was very confusing because when she got bored would sort of just
wave.
about with the flag, and as you were driving by her, you weren't sure
confused.
If it was the last laugh or what
they combined,
was going
it was
on.
Still waving. What?
Yeah. So yeah. I I won my first three heats, and Leanne won her first three heats, mm-hmm. I think it was. And, of course, we squared off in the finals with just the...
Two other people.
No, two other people, but they weren't the...
I don't even remember who they were.
They
now.
Weren't the fast ones.
They weren't the caliber of you guys.
No.
No.
He
and,
did. He led me for probably the first five out of the eight laps, I think.
I'm going to disappoint you in a second by telling you the reason... Now, you're probably wondering why, when we're going down the straightaway, you're bumping the back of my car. Why is it you're bumping the back of my car?
Because you're going too slow.
My right foot is not planted firmly on the accelerator?
First of all, yes. That means I'm faster.
That's
second
right.
of all, that means
right.
you know I'm here and why I'm going to get by you.
Why do you think you're faster?
Because I'm probably lighter.
That's right. That's
but I am also a better driver than you are.
But in a straightaway?
No, but what did I do? How did I pass you?
Well, you went inside. You nudged
I bumped
me.
And ran.
And you went around. Went around.
It's called the bump
then
and run,
you
if you ever watched
me,
NASCAR.
You weren't curious why you just went by. And I couldn't. You just ended up going 100 feet ahead of me 10 seconds after you passed me. Here's the situation.
I know savvy driver. You're saying.
Yeah. Terrible please, driver.
Please, here's how it works. Those cars have like 9 horsepower.
No, actually, they're pretty powerful, those ones that they put out for us. Those right. aren't just, like, little fun carts. I mean, they're pretty powerful.
Yeah, I guarantee they don't have more than 20 horsepower.
But they perform differently one from another.
No,
they're all pretty even.
They're all pretty even. Yeah. I weigh 70 pounds more than you do. If you took a 70-pound sack of cement and put it in your car, I would whoop your ass. Aha!
Let's go put a 70-pound pack of flour in my car.
You would never do that. I'll do that. I'll make you that bet. You want to do that?
Are you going to be at Super Bowl again this year? I'm sure it'll be there
probably
again.
Probably won't be asked. Oh, will you take...
Where is it this year?
The Ace Flour Sack Challenge. We take the cement sack challenge.
Yeah,
will
absolutely.
You? 50 pounds. I'll give you 50. What do you weigh?
125, 128.
80 pounds.
Uh-oh. I'm 200. And I had a lot of beer in me from the night before. I had a lot of bile
before
and cheese. I was up all night boozing. Thank God it doesn't affect my reflex. All right, so
he's still a sore loser.
No, I am. Well, sore. You're the world's worst winner.
What?
She was screaming about the whole thing. And by the way, the rest of the jackasses at the thing were like, "She beat you, dude." I'm like, "She beat me. I beat all you guys. That's why she beat me."
Everybody, T.O., Terrell Owens, Nick Lachey, Pat O'Brien. I mean, everyone.
Pat O'Brien's making fun of me when he got knocked
Jamie
out.
Jamie Foxx. I just saw Jamie Foxx last week at the American Music Awards. He's like, "Man, girl, you kicked my butt."
All right, I'm telling you, it's the weight. I'm telling
Whatever.
You, that's the only
You can't
difference.
Admit that a woman can be better than you at something where it's
could.
Not necessarily like strength issues or, oh, okay, maybe you got 50 pounds of me, but you can't say that I'm a better driver.
I could.
You can't
you're,
admit
you,
that,
you're
can
a good
you?
Driver. I'm not going to say you're not a good...
I grew up in a go-kart racing and a racing family. That's
all
why
right.
I'm all right.
But here's the thing. You are a good driver. But when I'm going down the straight and you're bumping into the back of me, that's because
it's
your
tactic.
Car is 75
tactic.
Pounds lighter.
Tactic.
All right.
You knew I was there, and it was bugging the crap out of you, because you knew I was going by you in a second.
No, you're supposed to bump me. I'm that way. I'm like, you're 10 miles an hour faster, and I am in the straightaway. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I couldn't just pass you, because you were hogging the whole middle of the track.
That's all I could do, because I knew your car was, or you were faster, because of the weight thing. That's all
I'm saying.
So what
she's saying is, if you'd been a skill driver, you would have found a way to prevent her from passing.
No, you couldn't do it. She just wedged in. She was 10 times
faster.
Bump
and run. You just kind of bump him, or he kind of goes
outside. And by the way, I will make this prediction, too. You will never be beat until you find someone light. You're racing guys that are like two, you know, these athletes and jocks. And stuff. Some of these guys are 200
pounds.
Yeah,
but a couple of the girls, like that one model girl, that beautiful girl, she just, you know, she couldn't drive. She was bad.
No, that's my my point. You're going to have to
find, get in the car and she
you're
couldn't
have to
do
find
anything.
A midget or a chick racer.
You, right.
Because as
you're
long,
right.
If
you're right.
If you're seriously, I know it's an excuse, but if you're 50 pounds different than the next person, even if your skill level's even close to the same, mm-hmm. you're going to win. And you're a good driver.
Okay.
I'm not taking anything away from my land. But cocky. Oh, boy. Cocky. Victoria?
Yes.
You're 21?
Yes.
What's up?
I have a problem with cheating in my relationships, and I want to know if that has something to do with the fact that I've been raped, and I want to know how to fix it so that I don't keep doing it.
Well, let me ask you this. How do you feel about men generally?
I used to hate men until
Stop
I met
Stop right
my
there.
Boyfriend.
Stop right there.
You used to hate them.
I could feel the hatred coming through. That's what I was thinking. She hates men. She mm-hmm. hates men.
What happened? Who raped you?
It was my husband's brother.
Oh, God.
Well, who raped you when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Come on.
I haven't had any problems when I was a child. Mm-hmm. I was
physical abuse?
Mm-mm. I had a lot of mental abuse, like a lot of neglect when I was younger.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. So your husband's brother, and are you divorced now?
Yes.
How does your husband take it?
Not the best, but I mean,
he didn't take the side of his brother, did he?
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
No, he didn't do too much about it, but he was on my side about it.
Well, here's what women do when they hate men. They start becoming sort of sexualized and trying to attract men and then hating them for being attracted to them, sort of creating webs and dragging them into it,
like
then hating them,
cycle.
Hating them for playing along with you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that stuff you do?
I have. Yeah. I have. Yeah. I did that a lot with my husband. I did not do that with my girlfriend, however.
Girlfriend.
I did cheat on my girlfriend, though. And
all right. Well, look, it shouldn't even call cheating with you anymore. It's just like when a dog gets loose at the park and just starts humping another dog and sniffing something. Is that cheating? I don't know. Look, it's a mess. Do you have any kids?
I have two children.
Oh, my God.
How old are you? You're 21?
Yes.
Are you a stripper or something?
What?
You a stripper?
No.
Are you a Mormon?
Okay.
Did you do anything like that?
Place. No. Look, she's a great mother. How dare you? Victoria, first off, no more kids, for the love of Christ. What are you doing?
I know that. No more children.
I know. And I know, beside all the cheating and everything, you're the world's greatest mom.
And the multiple dads.
And
the kids don't know.
Multiple dads or just the one dad?
Oh, it's just the one father.
Refreshing. And where is the guy you're divorced from? Is he going to be a part of the child's life?
He has custody of both the children right now.
Uh-huh.
That is a bad sign.
That is a bad sign. So
what happened?
What else
do
you want to tell us? Yeah.
What was that?
What do you want to tell us about why custody was taken away from you?
It wasn't taken away. It was given up because I tried to commit suicide.
All right.
And I didn't feel that I was the best to be raising my children if I had those tendencies.
And it's interesting how you've created the cycle of neglect.
Yeah.
Your mom was out of your life. Your kid's mom's out of their life.
How about some therapy and whatever you're doing? Take your vagina, put a bucket of ice water, and just
some
relax.
Pull it
some
down.
Off it for
Asphalt.
A year. Just rehab, would you? Yeah.
Pave it over.
Would you please? Yeah, I mean, really, can you just stop it?
Victoria, do you see how huge these problems are, well beyond the cheating issues? You can't have a stable relationship. You've been abused, neglected. You have profound personality issues. You've given up your children. This just every life parameter is stressed or falling apart.
Yeah.
This is really serious stuff, and you got to take care of yourself.
Right. All right. Please. So no more
work,
kids.
No
easy
kids,
with the relationships. Yeah. Just to focus on like some school or some work.
And by the way, we do a lot of excusing people in this culture. It's like, well, you know, she just right now she's not working. But and right now she can't quite handle having a boyfriend. And right now she had to give up her kids. No. If you can't have a stable relationship, you can't handle a job. That suggests profound psychological problems. Profound.
Which means get help.
Get help.
Yeah. And look, here's our thing. Do whatever you want. Just don't crap out the kids.
Yeah.
Because then
they're the ones who suffer.
They suffer, and then we suffer because we have to take care of the kids, and they
from
become
society.
The
sure.
future drug addicts and the prison population and the unemployed and the homeless, and it's all these kids.
How dare you? The homeless are just people that are just out of luck with the job.
Yeah,
I know. How dare you? Adam? What are you talking about?
What goes on in this country that the homeless are considered, well, the guy, he had a great job. He's worked for a defense contractor, had two kids, blah, 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 blah. He got laid off. Michael Moore would like you to believe that he got a pink slip, and then all of a sudden he's living in his car and slamming horse, right?
Yeah, right.
Please.
Yeah. That's not the way it works.
I've yet to find a homeless guy that's just the 33 years defense contractor working over at Lockheed, got canned, and now he has to eat out of a garbage can.
And by the way, you come across that guy, that guy needs an MRI because he's got a brain tumor.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. You know, my friend, his dad actually pulled up to a curb once, and a guy was standing there asking for money or, you know, saying, I need a job. And his dad, my friend's dad, gave his work card and he said, hey, call us. I know we need help down at our site and, you know, we can get you a paying job with benefits and stuff. And the guy goes, how much does it pay? He goes, about $17.50, $18 an hour, which is a great job for any normal American, you know, that's, you're living on the street. And the guy threw the card back in his window. He goes, I make more money on the street.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm not going to go work.
Yeah.
Can
maybe.
You believe it? I mean, that's the kind of attitude you're going to deal with a lot of them. So that just kind of ruins it for the people you do feel sorry for that might have mental problems or something different than those people that are just abusing the nice, you know, the nice people out there.
Let's just call it what it is. It's there's mental illness and drug abuse, pretty much.
That's
I mean, you've seen the guy that holds up the sign and go, let's face it, I want a beer. You know, like, let's be honest, I just want money for a beer.
That guy's got money.
Yeah, of course he does. Because, I mean, you know, at least you know he's not lying to you.
You know, it'd be a nice little cottage industry, nice little side business for me. I'm clever. I could come up with clever signs.
Yes.
Professionally done up.
For the homeless.
For the homeless. But here's the thing. I'm in for a taste.
And the proceeds go to homeless organizations.
No. You didn't hear
a taste of what they collect.
For a taste. It's like, look, right now you got that veteran need help. What's that draw you? About $16 a month? That's nothing. All right, I got one here. It's show us your tees. Now, it sounds controversial, but the guys are going to get a laugh and probably stuff $10 in there. Now, I'm giving you this, but I'm gonna send a guy around at the end of the week. Friday.
It's a writer's fee.
We're going to need a little taste. Yeah, like an agent. Yeah. I'm going to need 10% of what you bring in. Shake it down. It's all right.
Pimp daddy.
Yeah, that's good. You get enough of those guys spread out around Southern Cal? You're doing okay. Sean? Until I find out one of my collection guys is skimming.
Yeah.
Then I got to get one of my enforcer guys to shake the guy up.
But then he's skimming that guy that's skimming
you. He skims that guy.
No, he starts his own company.
Oh, there
he
you go.
He starts his own. And before you know it, we got a turf war. Because I said I got
And people are getting killed and shot. What are you going to do?
I got the off ramp off the 10. He's moving his men in there.
Just got rid of the guy selling the oranges.
Then I get syphilis and die in prison.
And the woman trying to sell her bucket of roses.
Yeah, we'll muscle her right off. Hey, Juanita, take a hike. Hate to see something happen to that nice 5-gallon bucket of yours, and then a guy goes nuts on it with a bat.
Speaking of Juanita.
Yeah.
Maybe we should break in Leanne to a little Ranchero Countdown.
Ace's Mexican Ranchero Accordion Countdown.
What do you think?
This is a huge game. All right. Well, Leanne, as you know, very competitive.
Yeah, so I figured she'd like this.
Yeah, she's going to like this. As you know, Leanne, ranchero music.
She can't stand losing. The possibility of losing is already driving her insane.
Huge
it is,
here.
I don't know what I'm up against.
Well, huge here. Well, I don't have the weight disadvantage on this one, sister, so look out. This big out here in Southern California, the ranchero music accordion. Is really the cornerstone of all good ranchero music.
All ranchero music.
Yeah.
Good or otherwise. And then anyway. The term good.
Okay.
It's relative.
It's kind of like getting a good beating.
Yeah.
I don't know how good it is. Yeah. The point is we play a random ranchero song. It starts somewhere in the middle of the song. We don't know the song. We don't know when it starts. It's how long does it take before we hear an accordion? Drew.
First bet.
Why don't you get things started?
3 seconds.
3 seconds, Drew says. Now, we don't know anything that you don't know, although we are familiar with the genre of music. We don't know this song. So, Leanne, what is it? Do you have an idea?
4 seconds.
Okay. Bold. Now, I can either go immediate or I can go high.
Yeah.
I'm going high.
All right.
I'm going 6.
All right.
Ooh.
Yeah.
3, 4, and 6.
Takes a big man. A lot of guys, lesser man would have gone 5 seconds. Not me. I add a whole second.
I would have gone 2.
I'd go with 6. All right, now engineer Chris, who looks like he's a raccoon that scurried onto the road, and an 18-wheeler's coming at him.
I'm getting it ready.
You're cool about it? All right, you're getting it ready, Drew.
Are you ready? Getting it ready is one thing. Are you ready?
He's not
Don't
ready.
Play.
Who's
are
got the
getting,
stopwatch?
He's getting it ready.
We're watching. We got the watch here.
Ah, there you go. Okay.
Chris, let me tell you that this may come up again and possibly in tomorrow night's show as well. I know. It's been 35 straight shows now, so I'm just saying. You may want to have it poised. All right, buddy? That's the beauty of Love Line, really. Right?
Right there.
All right, so I'll give you the countdown so we
Five,
land on a zero.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Go. Oh, yeah.
2.
Yeah. Wait.
Is that an accordion?
No.
Sounds like a flute or a recorder.
It's rhythm accordion.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. We got to hear that again.
That's too complex. We might have to rewind that. Send it back to
us. It's like something out of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs or something. What is this? This is like Swiss music.
No.
I like the tuba, too. The tuba's a good little touch.
This is ranchero music, Drew.
Wow.
Ranchero music ranges from A to, like, B, but not quite C. Like, but it has a range. Whatever that space is between A and B, there's a little gap in there.
Oh. That's the full sound mix.
Yeah.
It goes from mariachi to
What? This is ranchero music, Drew. What are you,
yeah, you're right.
What have
yeah,
you
right.
been listening? What do you think this is?
This is a weird one with the whistles and the
well, it's recorders. It's a colorful one, but it's not any, any. Are you annoyed by it? Hold on a second.
It's random.
The tuba's great.
Tuba, yeah. I mean, normally hear a tuba in there.
Drew, what? This is ranchero
music.
Yeah,
I know it is. It's just a very unusual ranchero song.
Do you want to kill yourself?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Then it's ranchero.
Normally
music.
You hear just loud, ranging, you know, accordion arpeggios.
That's why you play the game.
Yeah, but this was accordion beat, bass play.
It sounded like it was rhythm accordion.
Yeah.
It was.
All right.
On the opposite beat.
Now, do you want to try it? Do you want to try it again. You want to try
yeah,
another
because
song?
We all lost. We were all yeah. over.
No, we couldn't hear when it began. I couldn't tell.
I'll get another track. Hold
yes, thank
okay.
you. Okay. Something more Mexican.
He has no idea what he's playing, by the way.
I know.
I know. That's the way the game is played. He can't know, or you could get to him.
You're right.
I don't want
exactly.
you to be able to get to him.
All right, I'm voting. I'm going instant this time.
Oh, you're going instant?
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh, you're changing?
Yeah.
I'll
all
do
right.
two.
Oh, well, yeah, well, I'm going to have to change this now. Okay, you're going two. I'm staying at six.
All right.
Ooh. That's how I am. All right, you ready, Chris?
Long intro.
Yeah? Chris, you got to
yeah,
say
ready.
Yeah. Okay, say no if you're not ready. Okay, buddy.
I'm working.
All right, all right. You're working. That's the funniest thing you've ever said on the show, Chris. That's a good one, buddy. Yeah, that's going to be on the best of. All right, Chris is working. All right, you ready? Three, two, one, go.
This is ranchero.
Drew won that round. But don't worry, Leanne and I will be back. Can't put out that competitive fire. Go karts, ranchero music yeah, later
she
is, on.
She likes retribution too. She's coming back.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no.
With
she's,
a vengeance.
She's gonna make you pay. Leanne Tweeden is here tonight on the cover of FHM magazine and probably at least 8-9 pages inside, looking very glamorous.
And a ranchero fan.
We'll take us a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board, blah, blah, blah. Leanne Tweeden is here tonight. Leanne is gracing the cover of this month's or next month's, but on the newsstands now. I'm assuming it's on the newsstands. I have one
it
at
is
work.
On the newsstands, yeah.
FHM looking very sultry, about to undo her bra.
Or putting it back on. That's all how you look at it.
It's very, very interesting. Yeah.
I'm not sure Adam can look at it that way.
But also, here's a way for you to look at it. Putting it back on more lurid than actually taking it off because it means something went on about 10 minutes ago before they loaded the film in
good
the camera.
Well
you know
done.
What I'm saying? Just getting dressed. Yeah. You're in what we call the refractory period here. You better hope you're taking it off, sweetness. She is all over this thing, but a very nice, sexy, tasteful, but sexy. Nah, not even that tasteful. Just a sultry.
Hey.
Well, I don't mean that in a bad way. But
it's very sexy. It is very sexy.
It is,
probably
it
one
is,
of the sexiest ones I've done for them yet.
Yes, it is sexy. Very sexy. So,
found it yet?
Where is it? Yeah,
yeah, there we go. There it is. I got that there. Did a little butt crack there, looking good. Got a little cheekaroo over there. Got that move. That's my move, by the way. Hold on. That's true. You know that's my move, where I do that thing where I sort of stand at a 45, not at a 90, but at a 45 to, like, when you're in the door, like when we travel.
Yeah.
And I do that thing where I just hook my thumb over the side of my briefs and
your
pull it down
strap.
Just to show
yeah.
just show a little hip skin.
Oh, yeah. I've seen you do that.
That is that, my move.
I wonder what you meant by that, but I've seen you do it.
Well, whatever. Well, don't worry about what it means. Just worry about who originated it.
You're right. I got it from you.
Now, as long as the photographer said, let's do a Corolla, I'm cool.
I popped
it.
Right into the pose. I knew exactly
you
what
know
he
what
was
it
talking
is?
About.
All right. Drew has a couple poses named after himself as well. All right, so what is good? Eight, nine pictures, very sexy. Going to, are you going to Iraq, did you say, during the
I
break?
Am. I'm going again before Christmas. I leave, actually, on the, we're leaving on the 12th.
Mm.
Robin Williams, we're going to go again for Christmas with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Myers. Yeah, so one of the, our actually highest up ranking military official in the
Do you
the,
have
in
to be
cabinet.
In his plane? Don't you want to be somebody else?
We flew in Air Force 2 last year and went over there, which was kind of neat, you know, and it was sort of, you know, a lot of fighting over there at the time we went. And, you know, every day, I know you asked me where I was going, but every day it's sort of a...
Changes.
It changes, and some places are a little more hotbeds of resistance, and we divert our plan from there to here, and then at the
last
minute...
How do you actually get in? You fly into the spot?
Fly, yeah.
Like helicopters?
We actually were flying in C-130, so cargo planes. But, you know, there's different tactics to fly in about, you know, how to either come in spiraling down in a certain area where you're protected by a certain perimeter of our guys around a certain mileage, you know, that we know we're protected inside, or you come in low and quiet. And I'm like, why low and quiet? I just think that they're ready with the RPGs to shoot us from the, you know, the underbelly of the plane. But we did have to wear, you know, flak vests and Kevlar helmets. And I mean,
it's sit on your helmet when you're in Huey.
Yeah, it's the real deal.
And you're going down. Will you be traveling with Robin Williams?
Yeah, last year we all traveled together. He's hilarious, and to see him and so his, to
first
see the
three,
troops.
First 4 hours are hilarious when you're traveling. But
no, you know, actually,
hour
while
hour
he's
19,
traveling, he's very quiet.
When jump out of the plane. No, oh, really?
He's very kind. He's very. He's very introvert, and he's kind of quiet on the plane. He's very humble, and then you know, people will start talking, and he'll hear bits and pieces of conversations, and then he'll just pipe up about something, and just sort of. His mind, it must hurt his own head to be, you know, have his mind in his head because his brain works so fast, and he'll just, you know, reel off a joke that turns into a 5-minute story of a joke. You know, I just don't even know how his brain thinks that fast, but he's really funny, and the troops loved him.
And what do you do for the troops?
I go out and talk. You know, my dad was in the Air Force, and I've been, this will be my 6th trip, and it'll be my 3rd into Iraq itself since the war started.
Wow.
I've been to Afghanistan. I was in Afghanistan during Thanksgiving.
True. What have you done?
A couple of years ago.
You've done nothing.
Have you all ever gone over to visit the troops?
I would love to do that. I think you're great.
True, they don't need you over there.
I know, that's the problem.
They want to be bored. They'll stare at the desert.
They would love to see you guys. Are you kidding me? I think I have friends in the Air Force that just flew some of the guys in The Sopranos, and he just sent me a picture like 2 days ago. He just flew them.
I didn't want to say this in front of Drew, but I had some comedian buddies who went over there, Drew Carey and Jeff Ross went over there.
Drew used to be a former Marine.
Your name did come up, and they said Jeff was out on stage, so we're going to put it to a vote. Do you want Dr. Drew to come out, or would you rather just stare into the desert? It was close. I'm not saying no.
It's good.
It was close.
Come on.
I said, they
would love to have anybody over
Jeff,
there to visit.
That's what Jeff assumed. That's why I thought it was safe to ask the question, but they did sort of come
would
down on stare into the desert.
Yeah.
Adam, would you
go?
I can't blame him.
I would go.
Seriously?
Right.
I mean, you say you would, but then when it comes time to, a lot of people don't have the balls to go. And I hate to say that, but it is a scary thing, and some people just bail out.
Well, I don't, I mean,
are you all talk, or, you know, can I pass your name over to the USO and they'll contact you? And you'll
She's
be like,
calling
well,
you
I'm busy,
I love it.
I'll go over there. I don't have any
problems. Scary.
With that. I don't know what they want me to do about it.
I have to what?
Talk to my wife about it. See how she feels about it.
Talk to your wife about it?
Be talked to, whatever.
You act like there's an exchange.
Get her opinion.
Prisoner going, I got caught trying to escape. I'm going to talk to the warden about it. See how many days. No, you'll sit there and I'll give you 30 days in a hole.
Maybe
that's
how
it's
going to
work.
You got another question, Widdo?
Bring it up.
Hurry up.
That's Drew's wife.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. It's both his wives. Well, it's a reference. I think it's a clear reference.
It's our buddies from that TV
show.
What was the TV show called?
Yeah. It was called, like, Drill Sergeant or something.
Boot camp.
All right. No, I have no problem going over there. Although, unlike most showbiz folks, I have a job, whether it's riding a Kimmel or doing this show, that's actually like having a regular job.
Right.
Which I realize
it's hard to have holes in your career.
I can't take a week off and go do something. But if we plan it out in advance, I'll go. And let me tell you something. I may come back with a few kills, too. I don't go over there to do a song and dance. I got to get in the field. You know
Sniper
what I mean?
Corolla?
Yeah. I might take a few people down with me. Oh, and men, but, you know. John?
Hello?
John, 21.
What's up, John?
Hello? You're John, John.
Yeah. All right. I'm a big fan of you guys. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. usually means they're using a fake
Dr.
name.
Drew.
Go ahead.
It's more for Dr. Drew since he's a doctor. Doc, I'm pretty young, I think, right? So I think I have erectile dysfunction.
Mm-hmm. You're 21.
Yeah, I'm 20. I, like, recently turned 21, man. Like
that's different, because if you're like a 21 and 4 or 5 months, it's no big deal. Yeah, you gotta get on the Viagra. But
Adam's got a point.
If you're new 21...
John, you want any medication? Yeah. Can I talk to him?
He's giving me a headache.
Yeah. John, you want any medication right now?
No.
No medicine?
No, not at all. I, all paint the scene. I'm hooking up with the girl.
No, no, don't paint the scene for me. Let me ask some questions.
Paint the scene. All right, never mind.
Yeah. Do you have any medical problems?
No.
Have you ever had this problem before?
Yeah, for a few months, I'd say about a year ago.
Okay. And you, no medical problems, no drugs and alcohol, no medication. Is that accurate?
Oh, no, I do drink alcohol on occasion. Not excessively.
Not heavily.
No. Well, hold on a second. You can't kill a 21-year-old boner with a, you know, keg of Everclear.
No.
And I smoke it's some true. Weed, too.
Yeah, no.
How often do you smoke weed?
Yeah, how often? Like,
yeah, how often?
Every, like, 2 weeks or something.
All right, that probably wouldn't do it either. No. How about these situations where you're having sex? Are they very anxiety-provoking?
Yeah.
Nervous?
That's what I'm trying to think about. I don't know.
Well, you sound like you're wound tight.
Yeah, you sound a little nervous.
I mean, maybe you're nervous for being on the radio.
Adam's
what's that?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I'm putting him on hold for a second because he talks at the same time we talk. He's, you know what he's like? He's like one of those novelty bass things that yap on the wall. Like you hear a noise and they start. You know that there's a horrible thing that happens to people, which is when they get nervous, they do the worst possible thing.
Yes.
Like the best thing you could do when you're nervous is to just reel it in, quiet down.
And listen.
Listen. Yeah. Let the expert do the talking. No one's going to get you into trouble. You're not going to get into trouble that way. But your impulse is to talk over, and then it's on top of, and then you get more nervous. He's probably doing the same version of this in the sack.
Right.
He's anxious.
That's right. He's anxious, and that works against male and female sexual functioning.
He needs to find one woman and really sort of...
own his craft.
Yeah. Go through all the compulsory stuff, learn the scales, start getting into the more experimental
get
stuff, but really get comfortable.
Double axles,
find,
the sow cows.
Find his...
triple
find
lots.
His crew.
Lots.
Yeah.
Double lots.
Hey, John?
Toe loops.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to find yourself, I agree with Drew, a sour cow, and really get busy. Nice big chick. So you can really get busy on. She's not going to do any damage to. It's not going to leave you if you have a bad outing. You get hooked up with a hot chick like Leanne, you have a bad outing. She gives you the hook. You know what I mean?
She'd be anxious that he could have that outing.
She's like a manager, seventh inning of the World Series. You know, guy starts throwing a couple wild pitches up. Right mm-hmm. to the bullpen. But you get yourself a big gal who's got a crappy job. She'll hang with you for a while. Meanwhile, you get to work it out. What's
that's
that?
The thing, man. Chicks are pretty understanding, actually. Like, this usually is not a problem, but, like, I had this problem, for a few months, about a year ago, and now it's kind of back.
How did you get over it then?
I don't know. It just kind of happened. Maybe like.
Okay. Do you have a girlfriend?
Maybe I was more into the girl. Yeah. Like it was. I was with this girl, and then I.
All right. Well, work on that again, John.
Find a girl you're into, and work it out.
It must be tough when life just happens to you and everything is bewildering.
You're like a native. Well, yeah. You can go kill a goat or something, and hopefully rid yourself of this penis curse.
Yeah. Give a burnt offering.
That's an interesting analogy you just said, though. It's very.
The goat?
Thought-provoking. No, just how some people, how life just happens to everybody, and they're just the victims, and, you know.
And he's not even a victim. He's just sort of primitive man. He just sort of can't...
I can't figure out life.
Yeah. Life just happens.
There's two things. I think people get into two modes. They're both extremes, and neither one of them are correct, which is people get sick and label it food poisoning almost every time. Right. That's the new one. And they'll do that thing where they go, I had the lobster bisque. So they become these doctors, except for it's sort of, they're diagnosing, you know, whatever. You got the flu, fine. Everybody has this, or they do that, like, there must have been some dairy in there. I will react. There was a little chicken broth in there. That's what happened, because I'm a vegetarian in my stomach. And then the problem is they got a bunch of idiots around them. That's why everyone hates me, by the way, at home, because I'm the one who's going, I actually said the other day, you're lucky Dr. Drew's not here, because he'd not go for any of this nonsense you guys are talking about, because it's that same conversation. Like, there must have been some chicken broth in the thing. And everyone's just nodding. Well, no, if your stomach's not used to protein, People with
must be the toxins.
There's eight of them. They don't have a GED between the eight of them.
But they're expert. They're all, a body. It's just their body.
And I'm sitting there going, I think maybe just had the flu. Oh, okay. Now that. So People are in between either that mode or they're, why is something bad happened to me? I'm not going to explore it at all. Either they're exploring it in this weird wrong direction, or it just is.
Yeah,
it's just happening.
It's just happening. Yeah, it's really, that's where the concept, it's sort of a delusional process, is that primitive man used to think that thoughts were delivered into their head.
Right.
And things were delivered into their body. Things happened to them from the heavens, from the gods,
right.
Whatever.
Well, that's how a lot of our reasoning for a lot of things in human life have come down from back then when we didn't know any better.
I mean, forget about back then.
Yes, no, that's what I'm saying. It hasn't changed much.
Billy Graham just filled the Rose Bowl
for four days. I had to deal with that 4 days right by the Rose Bowl.
Oh, well, at least they should be. Look, they're polite drivers, all right? I mean, it's
it was a strange crowd. They were all in the big mobile homes and stuff. No, I live right by the Rose Bowl.
Okay.
Should have went.
And I was at a gas station. I was asked by four people, by themselves, single people, dressed like sort of Auntie M,
mm-hmm.
but 28 years old.
Yeah, conservative. Like 28-year-old fat chicks wearing shawls and lace-up shoes. Right, and they wanted to know why.
Where's the Rose Bowl? How do I get there? Couldn't follow signs.
Right.
And when you're within a 20-mile radius of the Pasadena Rose Bowl,
it's everywhere.
It's on every corner, everywhere. In every sign, yeah. In every arrow.
They came off the freeway to go to a gas station.
Let me defend them by saying they follow signs, not signs.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying?
It's
they're so busy speaking to a higher power, and they have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ that they couldn't possibly look at road signs while they're driving. So they filled the Rose Bowl over by Drew's house for four straight
days.
Right?
Four
days. Yeah. Well, he may not be he may not be preaching too much longer. I think that's
pretty old,
kind of deal.
Yeah.
All right. Where are we, Drew? Phone call.
Yeah.
Got to take a break. Hasn't had a period in 2 years. I don't want to talk to that dude. Who do we got over here? This guy. This girl. Mardell. What she do? Came
same
day. Started using a NuvaRing. Recently began losing erections. Now, husband left her and took the kids to Utah. She's crushed. And hold on a second. Let me talk to her for just a second. Corey?
Are you a Mormon?
Yeah. Used to be.
Drew's 100% on that. I should say Anderson
wow.
is. Corey, you're 24. Your husband left and took the kids to Utah?
Well, yeah. He got out of the Army. And decided he had to get back to Utah and left me in Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Did he kidnap the kids?
No, he took them with him and just wouldn't listen to a single thing I had to say.
Well, that's kind
that's
of kidnapping,
right, Corey?
Yeah, I guess so.
Why didn't you go after them?
I did. I am in Utah now.
And you're living with, you're all together again?
Yeah, we're all together again.
I'll be watching you.
I'm still with him.
All right. All right, well,
let me think about this a little differently.
Hold on. Your husband moved to Utah.
Yeah, everybody, he moved the family to Utah.
You drove in a separate car.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All
right. Yeah, he got out of the Army.
Hold on a second, Drew.
Oh.
During the break, I'm going to abandon you to flee to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to follow, it's your prerogative, okay?
How dare you?
But
I'm crushed.
I'm going to the bathroom.
But then you're going to flee back to the studio. And
I always go to the bathroom, too, so I guess I'll be following.
You just have to look. I prefer to look at his fleeing instead of going. Corey?
Yeah?
Okay, so now you guys are together.
Uh-huh.
And then the question is?
The question is, divorce seems to be the easy way out and not the best mm-hmm. way for the kids. But on Wednesday, we'll have been married for 5 years.
Well,
and right now, I mean, everything that could possibly be bad that could happen has happened.
Are you a Mormon?
I was up until about the time I was 17.
All right, Drew, please.
He doesn't have other wives or whatever, does he?
No.
No, okay. Multiple wives. All right, hold on a sec. Hold on a second, Corey. I don't know what the whatever could possibly happen as bad has already happened. But we're going to get to the bottom of it. I can promise you that. Drew, please quit asking if she's Mormon. Just not everyone who flees to Utah is Mormon.
Anderson?
I understand that, please.
Anderson?
Leanne Tweeden is here tonight on the cover of FHM magazine. Also can be found on the Best Damn Sports Show, period. We'll take ourselves a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Leanne Tweeden is here tonight. She's on the cover of FHM magazine. looking fantabulous. She's the one who's either taking off her bra or putting on her bra. And then
the headline of the left of Leanne's head. Should you dump her?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well,
look at the top line.
Yeah.
Santa's bulging sack.
Yeah.
You know, magazines, I guess people get paid to write those little headers, you know?
Does anyone read the magazine to figure out whether they should dump somebody or use anything from the magazine?
Women readers? Yeah.
Yeah, but they read
this. I like
this.
The jokes.
They have some good jokes. And they have some good advertisements in the back. Like they have a weird sex wedge pillow thing I got to show you. That's a class move when you have a dedicated, you know, I'll do my humping on the couch or the coffee table. When you have a dedicated piece of sex furniture, you know, one of those rattan spinning chairs.
You call the 800 number for?
Yeah. I mean, you get sort of, it's a sort of star 80s thing where you actually whip up your own sort of gynecological stirrups and all that stuff. It's super extra creepy, by the way. And, you know, once in a while you see the dog licking it or some kid sits on it or something. It's a disaster.
And you're cringing.
Yeah. Let me show you the sex wedge. And by the way, like there's no other way to, you know, man has been looking for a way to nail a chick in a doggy position for millions of years.
Is that
now,
it?
Thanks to this technological breakthrough known as a futon pillow, we can now enter from behind, Drew. Look at that. Oh, yeah. Mm.
Oh, my God.
Here's the thing.
I haven't even seen that.
What do you mean? That's you, isn't it? You're not posing on that? All right. Leanne tweeted
oh
in
gosh.
Here tonight. Yeah, look on page 86. You'll see her posing in the Corolla position. It's the prone position. All right, you ready, Drew?
Here we go.
You ready to rock?
Let's finish with Corey.
Yeah.
Finish with Corey. Corey is 24, in Virginia, moved to Utah. Husband fled to Utah, took the two kids. Now it looks like divorce. Why, what has he done to you? Has he cheated on you?
Not that I am 100% sure of.
Was he in the war?
No, the reason he didn't re-enlist is because he was guaranteed to go to Iraq, and so he got...
Is it just that you really didn't want to leave and he insisted on leaving, and that's the source of conflict in your relationship?
Well, I had 6 weeks left of school. I had...
In Virginia?
Yeah, I had to finish
and you couldn't,
college.
Did you finish it?
Yeah, I stayed and finished.
Good for you.
I don't understand the problem.
Right, why are you so mad at him?
Drew, please.
Well, he left me out there with 6 weeks left. He couldn't stay with me for 6 weeks. He left me with an illegal car, no place to live, no money, and he took the kids. Mm-hmm. And he told me he was coming back to Utah to get a job and to get a place to live so that everything would be set when I got here. 7 weeks later, when I finally got here, he still didn't have a job, and we just barely moved into a place.
All right, so how long have you been married to this guy?
It'll be 5 years on Wednesday.
Has he been an irresponsible a-hole most of his life?
Has he been in the service since you've been married to him?
No, we got married before he joined the Army.
So he's never had a job?
He's actually had a job. He can maintain a job for a long time. He just...
Lazy and getting one?
Hold on. He's in his mid-20s.
How old is he? Yeah. He spent 4 years in the service. You guys have been not even married for five. That means he had 1 year civilian life before
he enlisted.
Where's
the long-term job he maintained?
He maintained that he didn't get out of the Army like all of his friends did. A lot of his friends were chaptered out for smoking weed and stuff, and so...
By the way, you not being drummed out of the service isn't a rich
a job.
History of employment.
Oh, my God. Corey. Yeah.
Corey's... And by the way, again, two kids.
But Corey is another candidate for a burnt offering.
Yes.
Things are just happening to her, and she can't make sense of them. Isn't thinking them through.
I mean, I understand. I'd feel a little bummed if my husband kind of left me, and I had six weeks left of school, and he left her with nothing, no home.
Absolutely.
No, I mean,
and the guy
that's a little strange.
And the guy doesn't get a job.
This is all her version, by the way. I'm sure he's not a great guy, believe me. And I'm sure he doesn't have any money. And also, by the way, taking the kids probably the right thing to do, and not leaving you with the kids
and no home and having to go to school.
Where did you stay during those 6 weeks?
Well, I slept in the car for two nights, and then I found a girl through a friend at school who needed a roommate, and she was the nicest person I've ever met in my life.
You're Mormon?
Right. Yeah, the roommate was. Yeah.
Maybe a little, all right, maybe a little lesbian relationship would.
So you're from Utah and you went to Virginia to go to college?
No, we went to Virginia because he joined the Army.
You don't go to Virginia to go to junior college. All right, listen, Corey, what has he done? You said he's done everything bad that he could do. He hasn't cheated.
No,
he hit
hasn't
you?
Done everything bad. It my whole world has collapsed.
I know, but let's be honest. It wasn't much of a world. I mean, you're living in Virginia in a crappy apartment going to junior college. It wasn't much of a world.
He was in the military.
Now he's out of the military.
He's
going
to find a job.
You got your kids. He's going to find a job. You're living in Utah. The air's fresh. Land is cheap. What's up?
Well, the air's not quite so fresh. Land
all right, but listen,
so
nutjob.
But...
Can you do me a favor and stop crapping out the kids?
Oh,
please?
Dad, 100%.
Please.
How about
please.
Trying to form a family?
And secondly, we've been talking to you for what feels like an hour and a half, and you've not said anything that the guy's done other than he's not the world's most sensitive guy, but what's going on? Is he? Why do you got to get divorced? I don't understand.
Are you a Mormon?
No. He's got his umbilical cord tied around his neck.
All right, listen, just get divorced. Just get divorced.
No, don't get divorced.
Just get divorced. Do something. She's an idiot. Just stop cranking out the kids, please. All you nut jobs, just go ahead and be nuts. I'm sorry for what happened to you when you were young. I'm sorry about the molestation and the wholesale abuse. Stop cranking out the kids and then go lead your nutty life. I can't talk to her anymore. I don't know what's going on. Please. Leanne Tweed in here tonight. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everyone, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Leanne Tweeden is here tonight on the cover of FHM. Looking very good. Putting a bra back together. And a lot of guys, a lot of what I like to call sploozers out front.
Well, they're still out there?
Well, they were out there getting her to sign the magazine. Yeah. If you want fans, get yourself on the cover of a gentleman's magazine. Because you will be signing those things. I'm not sure how the math works. I do know you could win the Nobel Peace Prize. You would not get anyone asking you to sign anything.
They're not so recognizable, I think.
Well, even if you're a female celebrity or male celebrity, we've had plenty of big, you know, rock star types in here. No one wants them signing anything. But if you're a woman who has made it to the cover of one of the magazines.
Men's magazines.
Men's magazines. There's a line of guys who need you to sign them. And I'm not sure there's a market for it or something. I'm not sure how it works.
I don't know. What do you think about that?
Well, these guys are, most of them own like magazine shops and things, and they sell these things.
Sure, so they do. There are a lot of like autograph hounds, but what about the people that just want you to sign something? Don't you think that's just Leanne. It was a personal moment. She signed my magazine.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? Kind of like,
I don't know, but men aren't that interested in all that. You know what I mean? That doesn't fit.
What about your buddy Mark who comes in here, bugs every hot chick that comes into the studio?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean,
Is that who greeted me in the parking lot? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah,
I'm
no.
Kidding.
You would have known. He was in the bushes masturbating.
No.
You didn't see him. Believe me. Blending right in. Yeah.
I guess but it's sort of you know, it is.
In Vietnam.
Guys use that to sort of get distinction
with
other guys.
These guys do this for
a
business.
Thing, yeah.
Right.
Now, there's a business about
there
this.
Is.
It's the same guys every time.
Yeah.
I understand beautiful women always sells more product than fat guys, but it's weird. There's something.
But I think some guys get a sort of a thing out of having met and having from proof of the meeting.
Yes.
With some of these women, like
I agree.
Their stature,
or a photo, I think you know.
Sure, they sell it.
No, I know those guys, but you're asking Mark and
the other guys.
Oh, no, those are your nutball friends. But yeah, I'm talking about the guys who wait out front of this studio.
A lot of them own magazine shops.
Spluzer. What is Spluzer again, Drew?
Spaz meets loser.
That's right. Part spaz. It's hard to tell. More spaz than loser?
More spaz.
It's about fit.
More spaz.
I think Spluzer's pretty good. All right, anyway. It's always great when I have to leave and they have to remind me that I call them Spluzers. Fantastic. All right, big fans, though. Well, Drew, you know what, Drew?
Yeah.
Let's take a call, and then I got a question
for you. No, let's
bring
up something organic.
I got a question for you. Samantha?
Yes?
You're 23?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I had a physical exam, and they ran a lot of tests, and one of them was a herpes test, and I was expecting to have herpes type 1 because I get cold sores a lot, but she told me I was negative for herpes type 1, and I had herpes type 2, And for some reason, my outbreaks are only in my mouth currently, but I want to know if I'm, like, prone at any moment to suddenly break out in genital.
No, here's the deal. First of all, I think the blood tests of herpes are relatively worthless.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're not pretty good. Secondly, the type of herpes you get is irrelevant. You can get two on your mouth. You can get one on your genitalia.
Mm-hmm.
That distinction between one being mouth and two being genitalia is simply not true.
Yeah, who made that up?
That, at one time, that's sort of predominantly what was going around. Well, but then
the
people started...
What's the difference between one and two?
Two is a little more intense. It's a little more severe kind of infection. It's mm-hmm. associated.
But don't they say herpes do not go away? You never get rid of them?
Never get
you
rid of
them. You can suppress them, but they're
right.
always in
but,
your system?
But all types, whether it's one or two.
Right.
Just two is a little more intense, the, particularly the initial outbreak. As, I remember there was a national board question when I was a resident that had it that there was about a 20% incidence of meningitis in the initial outbreak of genital herpes type 2.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get that in your mouth just as readily as on your genitalia. And people put their mouths in interesting places, and that's how you get it.
Mm-hmm.
There you
so
go.
So did she get herpes from having sex?
Samantha?
That's only she'll tell us that.
No. I'm not sure how I got it. I've had cold sores for a long time. I've only had one partner. We're now married. He's only had me. He doesn't have it.
What's going on over there?
So, I don't know.
He doesn't have it at all?
He has herpes type 1, so I guess...
The test, don't forget about those tests.
Yeah,
really
he does have herpes
have.
And you have herpes
yeah,
too, because you could have gotten
something.
It from him.
Yeah.
Or so him from you.
Would it be better if, like, next time I have a cold sore to have them... Check
culture
the
it.
Sore out.
What
if
about
you want
that?
To culture it? Yeah, you can't. Oh, but who cares,
yeah,
Samantha? What's
it's
the big deal?
You're married.
Who cares?
Covered with herpes.
Okay.
God willing, your kids will have herpes. It'll be fantastic.
Well,
to
if
the
they both
family.
Have their first time partners for each other, then how does herpes?
Herpes one is just the environment. Pretty much everybody gets that
okay.
on their mouth anyway. It's very very common, and you can get that transmitted if you have an outbreak and have oral sex and be transmitted to your genitalia pretty easily.
Right,
Samantha.
But,
yes.
You're fine, baby doll. You're calling from Simi Valley. What's your...
It's the craziness about herpes. People freak out about the labels.
Right.
You know, and here's a situation where it makes no difference to them
right.
from a health standpoint.
It's already, yeah.
What's
it's
your
subtle.
Old man do? Is he a cop? Fireman? What's he do?
No, he works for Countrywide.
Mm.
Countrywide.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They do my mortgage.
They make a great lemonade.
Oh, they see?
All right.
Dr. Drew and mine's mortgage.
Samantha?
And Adam's lemonade.
Let me tell you how rich I am. I don't know who does my mortgages.
You're literally a millionaire.
Literally a millionaire.
This is over here. How does it feel?
Literally. Where's my top
okay,
hat,
okay, Thurston
Chris?
Howell.
Where's is my top hat and cane here?
No.
Okay.
Why do you look to him for that?
I don't even think you have one, Adam.
How dare you? I have one, and I scrunch it every once in a while, and then
pops
pop
out.
It up before I do a big number. True. Let's talk NuvaRing
oh,
for just
NuvaRing.
A moment.
How organic. You should bring that up.
Yeah.
What
you know, I've been doing some
so
reading
clever.
On it. I've heard talk, but I know there's a lot of controversy. You know, maybe you could sort of clear the NuvaRing fog.
Right.
We had a
what
NuvaRing
is, the controversy?
Is this contraceptive ring that gets inserted into the vagina, and it stays there for about 3 weeks, and you take it out, then you mm-hmm. bleed, and you put it back in for 3 weeks. The question, somebody that fell off the line wanted to ask whether or not if they had sex during that first week, if they were adequately covered with, for contraception.
The first week of the NuvaRing.
After you put it in. You are actually not covered for that first week, the very first time you
what
put it in.
What about if she was on the pill before then and then switched to that type of contraceptive?
It's an interesting question. It takes about 7 days for the hormone to kind of reach a peak level.
Okay, so baby, basically like almost she wasn't taking anything for 7 days.
Almost.
So just don't risk it. Wear a condom.
Yeah, wear a condom.
Abstain.
Wear a condom. No, don't abstain. Wear a condom first. How dare you?
Hey! I like
yeah.
you, Dr. Drew.
Oh, passionate man. Passionate man.
And
passionate. Go ahead.
Say it again.
Passion.
Thank you.
Hey, don't look at him like that. You kind of got that sparkle in your eye.
No,
it scared me for a second.
It gets weird. It gets weird in the bathroom.
I can recognize passion. I just can't contain it.
Oh,
that's
God.
The problem. His passion is like a bear that gets loose in a campsite. There's really only one way to stop it, and that's the ranger's gun. It's a high-powered rifle.
Those hypodermics.
Darts.
Oh,
darts.
Come
don't,
on. Those
work.
Six hunters just got Although, killed in the woods today, and that, you're talking about that.
That was,
really?
That was
yeah,
bad.
In Wisconsin.
A bear?
Nobody misses
no,
more news
a deer
stories.
A hunter guy shot the rest of these hunters because
oh, nice.
He was in their tree stand. Yeah, it was crazy.
Nobody misses more news stories than Dr. Drew, by
no,
the way.
No, you should catch.
And he's online all the time. I'm surprised he doesn't even
yeah.
see the, you
I
know. The,
oh, no, no. No, please.
I read the Yahoo headlines.
Please.
Yeah.
Well, true.
It's
I have,
on the top.
Do I have to just go back 3 or 4 days to the
no,
couple
things
of
I,
big ones that
yes,
you missed?
I missed. But let me finish the NuvaRing
no.
thing. Hey, let me just say one thing. There's a great question with that, which is should that person, that the caller that dropped off the line, had sex in that first week, and so the question is should she use emergency contraceptive? which is an interesting question. And I would say yes, the first week, the first application of the NuvaRing, if you have an unintended event, I would use
You should eat the NuvaRing?
No, I would eat the emergency, the plan B.
Okay.
Right.
You know what I could watch? I could watch a show, an hour-long show, maybe put on Fox Sports West. It's animals being drugged right before they hit the ground. You know when the polar bear gets hit with the dart, and it's sort of, first it's surly. First few minutes, it's just as good as it ever was.
Right.
And then that part
then gets
where
pissed off, it gets pissed, and then it gets
a little dopey, and then
woozy.
At a certain point just starts to falls over. I could just watch endless cuts of that. You go through the bear family, go through the moose family. The bigger the animal, the better.
The tigers and the lions.
Yeah, I just need that one part. Oh, you know what's a nice one? Rhino.
Oh, rhino.
It's, like, it's snorting, it's doing its thing, and it's that part where you see inside, like, and it just tips over.
You need like a machine gun just to get the dart to penetrate its skin.
Yeah.
They're awesome. Yeah, I would watch just, and you wouldn't. I wouldn't need any narration or anything. Just put some music behind
some
it.
Some background
it's
music.
It's called Animals Being Drugged, and it's also nice when they wake up too. That's the other one too.
Well, they have all kinds of weird reactions.
People scatter. Yeah.
And their tongue's
like
always
one.
Hanging out, and they're trying to keep their tongue
right.
from like swallowing their own tongue, and then as they're coming to,
they're,
their
they're
eyes
kicking
are,
and bucking, and they're just shaking and seizing.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. Right. Come on, come on. If anyone's listening, let's get that going.
David Don Greer.
Oh, what? Who?
David Don Greer.
He could host, or we drug him?
Yeah. Shoot him.
I love David Allen Greer.
No, he's a good guy, but it'd be funny to see him get darted and see him come back. All right, where are we going here, Drew?
Adam.
Really?
22.
No. What about Germany or Florida?
All right. You've decided that's where we're going.
Anthony, well, don't give me sirs. We haven't played Germany or Florida yet. No. You know, we have to play it twice a night. It's already in the second hour. Anthony?
Yeah.
Leanne's a very competitive
You're
woman.
Right. She needs to come back. Yeah.
Anthony.
Yeah.
All right. You have the story for us?
Yes.
We hear the bizarre story, Leanne, and then we decide. Is it Germany or Florida? Go ahead, Anthony.
Things are sick and twisted.
This is our theme song.
Sun and Nazis. Sex,
no
meth, and death fetishes. Both of them have got these. Guaranteed not to bore you. Germany or Florida.
Go right ahead.
You hear how he cracks his own crap up by the end of that
song? That could have been me. Like,
No. He's sort of smiling by the end of the song in both versions.
When you got it. True.
He's got it. That kid's got it.
Go ahead, Anthony.
Okay. It appeared that a mystery attacker may have had some sort of foot fetish when he stopped a woman on the street to sniff her shoe and lick her foot. The woman claims she was walking around in the town square when a man grabbed her leg, fell to the ground, and began sniffing her shoe. The publicity surrounding this latest attack reportedly encouraged another victim to come forward.
All right. Stop. Say no more. Say no more.
No.
Where
is
he reading these from?
Don't say anything. Right. But you know what I said? We need to write them down.
Okay.
That's it. That's what we need to do.
Give me a pen.
All right, Drew, you want me to write your answer for you?
Yes, go ahead.
All right.
Because we're going to have the same answer.
What am I writing?
Germany or Florida.
Is it Germany or Florida?
Weird things happen. Weird stories emerge only from Germany and Florida, or predominantly Germany and Florida.
That's right. Drew, don't let me look. All right, we got our answers. All right. Now, should we have him give the answer and then we'll turn ours over? Why don't we do that?
That's more exciting
that way. I know good radio. And this isn't it.
Build it up, Adam.
Anthony?
Yeah.
Later on, I may back sell a song
or
something.
Back to those passion issues.
Anthony, give us the answer. Germany or Florida?
It's Germany.
Germany. I got
Germany.
All three of us.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Anthony.
There's some weird sexual people in Germany. Ooh,
yeah, now see, there you go. There's a difference.
And there's something about them actually, that idea of him actually getting down in the public.
Not caring, just doing the public square,
getting on the ground and looking afoot.
But don't you think that's part of his fetish?
Yes.
It's not only that he has a foot fetish, but he wants to do it in a public place with people watching.
Germanic feel to it.
it was the Nazi, feminazi
with the heel. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
True. Can we get past the little hiccup known as the Holocaust already?
No.
Please. It's been a few years now.
Come on, relax.
Let's just move on.
There's some people out there that don't believe it even happens.
Yeah.
Come on.
Anybody can mess up once or twice. That's keep going. All right?
Yeah.
Come on. Or should we bomb them again? I'd be for bombing them one more time. Let's hop back to the phones. And, everyone took Germany there. Very nice. Talk to Adam, who's 22. Adam?
Yeah.
What's up?
I want to know, how does it feel to be in the presence of a real waffle crapper right now?
Yeah, that is Leanne tweeting
everyone. How
did we
know that was going to come up, Dr. Drew?
I warned Leanne that was a term she would hear tonight, undoubtedly.
We had an interesting discussion last night I think we were talking about hot chicks, and
you were talking. Here's what happened. Adam, we were talking about a woman called and said that her boyfriend lost erection in a certain position. Adam goes, "Oh, it's doggy, it's doggy." And I, "Why doggy?" Ah, he gets a whiff of ass, right?
Well,
that's
yes.
what you said. And I said, "Look, that doesn't make sense to me, because if she were really hot, he'd get right through that."
Right.
And then you went on to say, "Well, look, if somebody was Claudia Schiffer, you'd have her crap on your waffle in breakfast time."
Drew, what do you do for a living?
That. I don't remember how you transitioned from.
You know what, Drew? You were going good with that story, too, and then you got in your head. Your own voice, right.
I was looking at you, kind of close your eyes and pull back.
You know why? Because I said, Drew, finish. Yeah.
Here's the deal. The fact is, though.
I know you wait for me to finish, but here's the deal.
So then the next call was a woman who was sort of whiny, and Adam said, "You're a hot girl. I know you're a hot chick." And I said, "Well, you know, certainly somebody should have called you a waffle crapper at one time in your life."
Right.
That was where the term stuck.
Right. All right. Now, I could go back.
I don't like that word.
I could go back and fix that story, but I don't have the energy. But it just means hot chick.
Yeah.
We've decided. It was funny last night.
Right.
Right.
Well, thank you.
It happened last night.
I guess.
Yeah. It was organic. Adam?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm torn between
fix, because I can't remember the piece that went from where you.
It's just basically if a chick is hot, she could crap on your waffle in the morning,
right.
And you'd be begging for more,
right.
And there's nothing grotesque. It's hard to be
nothing
grossed out by a super hot chick,
right?
Whereas when they're not, it's much easier to be grossed out.
America's next waffle crapper.
That was
Will Arnett.
Will Arnett in last night. Anyway, but believe me, you're in rarefied waffle crapping air. We don't have many on this show. Yes, Drew?
Yes, Adam.
All right. Adam?
Rarefied.
Will wasn't a crapper.
Will Arnett? It was a nice looking gent, but I don't know if guys can even qualify.
No. Oh, no.
Oh, ew.
Oh, no.
Adam, what about four other guys? I mean, like, what if you're gay? Would Mark Anthony be a waffle crapper? And by the way,
him?
That's the whole point.
Thank you.
That's the whole point, because guys can get through anything.
Let me say something. Let me just tell everyone, Pat O'Brien specifically. Just because you're skinny and you're Mexican and you can sing doesn't make you a heartthrob.
Thank you.
Latin crooner, heartthrob. Mark Anthony reminds me of like a Mexican Skeletor.
He kind of looks like a little rat or something. Yeah, no. I mean, I agree with you. I personally do not find him attractive.
And that song, that hit of his, blows
Skeletor?
Such colossal ass. Well, first off, does he have a hit? I got to figure out something. He's never coming on the show. I say what I want. But how do some people get to be like international superstars and international heartthrobs? And, this guy. Like, look, Enrique Iglesias, I get it. He's nice looking. Although I'm not sure about the singing part, but he's a great-looking guy.
He's got a package. I mean, it's all together.
It's all there. He's got a beautiful basket. He's got a beautiful package, whatever you want to call it. He's got a lovely, lovely load in his pants.
No,
I agree. Real waffle-crapping material. I agree with Leanne. I don't stare at the groin like Leanne, but I understand.
No, I meant package like, he's not a great singer, but he's a good-looking guy. He dresses right. He does the right videos. He's got the girlfriend.
You
know what I mean? It's the whole package.
He's looking at the package, yes. Yeah.
Mark Anthony, I don't understand that part, but he gets hottie after hottie and celebrity after celebrity. And
what's a Skeletor?
Well, you're right. His kind of facial.
Don't you remember the cartoon?
No.
He-Man used to fight Skeletor?
No.
He kind of has the skeleton that kind of has protruded.
Just to, if I say
I
something, assume other people know it. Even Chris knows Skeletor.
Yeah,
Chris.
You do?
He-Man, look it up. I want to see Skeletor.
He-Man
and
the power of the universe or whatever.
Do you realize that you two know the exact opposite things?
Yes.
Whatever Chris knows, you don't know, and vice versa.
Yes.
Although luckily it's not
an
that
interesting
much.
Interesting cultural thing, don't you think?
Yeah, it's interesting unless you're sitting in between me in the chasm of Tards.
Yes. No. What? Huh?
All right.
Here we
go. Where are we?
Talking to Melissa.
What is the name of that song of his that blows so much ass, by the way, Mark Anthony? God, does that song blow. And, Chris, find
after
out
after Skeletor.
Mark Anthony song. It's a slow song. There's even talk
don't
that...
Leave yeah, me got whatever, it. You know, I'm yeah, not a yeah, singer, yeah, no. but yeah, yeah, yeah,
no,
that's
you are.
The one
You're
song.
You're better than he is. I need to know.
I
need
yes,
to
I need to know. Yes,
me,
yes.
Little girl. God, does that song blow ass. God, does that song suck.
And you probably
suck.
Hate it so much because you're probably singing it in your shower when you just least
no,
expect
oh, no,
it.
No, no, no. That song sucks. God, does that song suck. It blew so badly. Oh, my God. How much coke is being fed
oh,
to the
hey.
Program directors? Well, him too. But how much coke is there going to these idiots that they got to play this garbage and poison everyone's mind? God, did that song blow ass. Drew, it's unfortunate you don't know the song. All right, I'm done. Drew, what is it? How does it work? What don't you know? What do you know? Skeletor?
Do you know he's married to J-Lo now?
Oh, good.
Oh, he's that one.
Good.
Okay.
He's a hot Latin heartthrob. He's a heartthrob. Okay. Okay. Do you get to be like an international record superstar and have one crappy song?
Yeah, but I think the rest of his hits internationally are all right. in Espanol.
I'm glad you're not impressed by the man.
No.
Please. Horrible song. Melissa?
Yes.
28?
By the way, hang on a second, Melissa. Why weren't people making more of what Jennifer Lopez did to Ben Affleck?
Oh,
they're
okay.
dating. They're engaged. She breaks up and gets married to somebody else 2 weeks later?
Well, but I think they all looked at her and said she's got the problem.
She's brutal. I mean, that is brutality.
Yeah,
well,
listen,
I think it's brutal, but I think it's also self-worth issues with her, don't you think?
Yeah.
Well, she has to be with a bad guy.
Right.
Has to be with a bad guy.
I mean,
but think the brutality of that kind of behavior towards somebody who actually was trying to have a relationship with her.
Wow.
And no one discusses that. What is that?
And poor Ben's a nice guy. I hope he's...
Yeah, he's good people.
Now he's going out with Jennifer Garner.
Drown his sorrows in that pig, Jennifer Garner. It's got to be rough.
Oh, tough.
That's going to
be
work.
Tough. Talk about
I think
waffle
it will, too.
Crapper.
She's beautiful, and she's from the country. She's, yeah. I think she's from West Virginia.
Yeah, waffle cramping material.
Mm-hmm. Waffle crapper.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Melissa?
Yes?
You're 28?
Mm-hmm.
So your boyfriend does speed.
Yeah, he does speed. He didn't used to, but as our relationship progressed...
I mean, he wasn't born doing speed?
He didn't used to do speed, but... Like,
now he does speed lots.
Ryan does a lot of speed now. All right.
Yeah, he swears that he doesn't, but I notice all these sores all over him.
Yeah, like, people that do speed get something called a picker syndrome. They start believing that there's something under the skin, a bug or a piece of glass, and they start picking and picking and picking. They erode their skin and cause ulcers all over the place, face, arms, and that's what he's got.
Yeah, basically. Okay, well, I don't do speed. And when we have sex, we've been together for like 10 years. I've noticed now that I'm starting to get them, and I was wondering, is there a possibility from having sex with him without a condom that I could be getting the same things?
You're getting ulcers where?
Like on my face and on my arms, but not bad, but just enough to where I know they're not normal.
And you're not
And you're definitely not doing drugs?
You're not doing cocaine?
No, I have a heart murmur. I have born with mitral valve prolapse. No, I can't do that.
Yeah, well, mitral valve prolapse is something that most women your age have. You realize?
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, you can do some
it's
blow.
It's a very common thing.
Just give me the green light
but
to do
be
the
that, be that as it may, but it's weird that she takes a very common thing.
Well,
something's
going on with Melissa.
Yeah.
Melissa, let's forget about your skin for a second, talk about your brain. You've been with this guy for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You're not married?
No, not yet.
And he's a severe amphetamine addict. Don't want to do something about that?
Who's lying to you?
Well, I kept on confronting him, and he swore up and down, no, 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 no. And then one of his friends came and told me, oh, yes, he is.
Okay, what's going on with you?
You know if you're with a speed addict.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
well,
it's not like they can...
Except if your dad was an alcoholic addict, he's trying to come to expect that kind of thing. So,
Melissa, what about your dad?
What about my dad?
Well,
basically, he was an
alcoholic. All right. Fantastic. Was he an alcoholic?
No. Not as far as I know.
He didn't do drugs?
Drugs?
I don't know, because so this is my mom. They got divorced when I was really young. I never saw him very much.
All right.
He did leave me at the Treasury once and took off and moved away.
All right.
Hold on.
The Treasury?
He left you at the Treasury?
He just left you in a public place and took off?
What's the Treasury?
It used to be kind of like a Kmart.
Huh.
Okay. The gotcha. Treasury.
Just kind of okay. left you in Walmart and took off.
People, by the way, never get tired of using a local landmark yeah. on the show who call from distant places. It never gets tiring. I don't know how that works, but it's like, oh, no, where does he work? It's a Quigley's.
Quigley Joe's.
Quigley Joe's? No, nothing. Yeah, no.
Over on West Point Street?
Yeah. Home of the, holding the bottomless Pepsi trough? No, nothing. It's just they're calling
well,
from
they didn't
New
give
Brunswick.
You that. They're like, there's on to the next thing.
Yeah, they're on to the next
so.
All right, he left you at the Treasury. I thought he worked for the Mint or something.
Like he was in D.C.
Yeah. All right,
we're
so.
Next to Alexander Hamilton statue.
He left you. Okay, he's a bad guy. It seems like maybe you got a bad guy. 10 years with the same guy. You say, I asked you, why haven't you been married or you're not married? And you said, not yet. You've been with the guy for 10 years. Do you think you're going to get married, and why would you want to get married?
Well, this is the thing. I have a fear of intimacy because
yeah. a what?
Fear of intimacy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, because every guy that I ever ran up against to, I don't have much.
You've been with this guy since you're 18.
18. Yeah.
You've been with this guy since you're senior in high school. What are you talking
about?
You're almost 30.
What's every guy you've been up against too, as you say?
Yeah.
Well, like my dad.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
He abandoned me. Yeah,
yeah, right. But why would you cling to a guy that's severe amphetamine addict lying to you? And by the way, just to answer your...
When I first met him, as far as I know, he wasn't doing this.
All right.
It's therefore excuse the last 9 years.
You met him in 1981.
Oh, yeah. That's another life is happening.
All right, Melissa, let's go, baby. Come on. Okay, you had a crappy dad. You and everyone else in America.
Move
now,
on.
Let's go. Let's get it
Move
together.
Move on for you.
Melissa, here's
yeah.
the one thing,
Take
just to answer your question. The one thing you could get from him that can cause little ulcers like that would be scabies. And he is an addict, so he would be a risk for scabies. He probably does not. It's probably merely a picker syndrome. And God knows living around somebody like that can make you anxious enough to start picking at
right,
yourself.
Let's go. It's 10 years. You
let's
wasted 10 years. Let's break it down. Let's go. Break
let's
yourself
go,
free. You're not a junkie. Your dad's an a-hole. So now move on. Let's go. Get some therapy. Dump this guy and move on.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Leanne Tweeden is here. We'll take a real world-class waffle crapper. We'll take ourselves a... Maybe the crappiest of the waffle crappers. Oh, no, the waffleless of the crapping waffles. All right, we're going to work that out, Drew. I know it doesn't sound good, but it is. Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's the Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Leanne Tweeden is here tonight. You can see her on Best Damn Sports Show, period. Also, you can find her on the cover of this month's FHM magazine, actually December FHM magazine, but it's out now. And the big holiday extravaganza. She's right in the middle there. She's prone and poised and looking good in her underpants. Some say the bra's coming off. Others say it's going on, Drew.
You say it's going on.
I say it's going on after a hard night of being off. That's what I'm saying.
She's pretty well put together for going back on, as it were.
Well... You know, she's
hair
she's
and makeup.
She's an Uber Fox.
What?
Yeah.
Uber. We're on that German kick.
Yeah.
The Germanic.
Uber.
Kick.
Uber.
Fox.
Uber.
That's
Fox.
Waffle crapper.
Yeah. Waffle crapper.
I like Uber Fox though better. It sounds better.
Doesn't have the.
Doesn't roll off the tongue quite like waffle crapper.
I don't know. Say it with a German accent. I think you'll learn to appreciate it.
When did Avril Lavigne become a heroin addict?
I don't know.
Look at that.
Avril Lavigne, she's come on, she's edgy.
Come on.
She's punk, Drew.
Yeah.
Drew.
She has that teen angst.
Drew's pointing at a picture in a magazine, by the way, if anyone wants to know what he's doing.
Why does everyone have teen angst? Why is everyone so angry when life is so good, Dr. Drew? Why is that?
Because we all...
Self-worth?
No, because we all weren't endowed with the same privileges that you and adolescents were endowed with. Adam and I had misery during adolescence.
No, but
misery.
I mean, why do people that have everything in the world, why are they so miserable?
You mean adults?
Yeah, or people
because,
that have success,
you know,
and
I mean,
that have
like,
money, and they have everything at the world at their feet, and they're still angry.
It's like taking your brain and putting it in any other environment. If your brain is not healthy, you can take it to St. Louis or Pasadena. You're still gonna be depressed. You're still gonna have trouble with your relationships, and ultimately, really, it's all about the interpersonal experience.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, it's the capacity to experience yourself and other people fully.
That's why I got TiVo.
And that's what a lot of people don't do.
They can't do it because of trauma, neglect, and distrust.
Right.
And ruptures. Yeah. And so
it's a lifelong thing to work on, huh?
Mm-hmm.
true. You look at people as receptacles for your passion. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
You don't see them. You just see them as walking empty passion buckets
once
you
receive your passion.
He wants to make
people better.
He does.
That's why I like Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I admire him. He's a very smart man.
Yeah, the more you know, the less impressed you are.
I don't know. It's my third time on this show, and I love him more and more.
See?
There's
an optimal range.
It must be so nice. Yeah. Wait till you start going the other side of the mountain.
You have to deal with the fact that I am gay.
I went down that about 6 years ago. Still free falling, by the way. Rose?
Yes?
Yeah. I'm going to talk to you because you've been on hold for 113 minutes.
Sorry, Rose.
The world's greatest doctor didn't want to talk to you. Didn't deem your problem as important.
If you remember, Rose, Vicodin tonight, take some codeine, smoke a little heroin.
All right.
As you remember, Rose, we were going to your call about an hour ago, but Corolla suddenly took a sidetrack to something else.
Germany, Florida.
He got sort of distracted.
Sorry, Rose.
Listen, I'm
now you're putting her back on hold.
No, because I'm required by the FCC to play Germany or Florida every 20-minute break. Like, I got to give the call letters out. You understand? We could get into trouble. We could lose our license.
We have a point. Hey,
all right.
I know.
All right. Rose?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, so you're 20, you haven't had your period in 2 years, and now make it 2.5 years because you've been on hold for 6 months.
Yeah, basically.
Are you a ballerina or a dancer?
No, well, I used to dance, like, just when I was younger, but I seriously had my first period when I was 10, and seriously, it's been so sporadic, like, every couple of years.
All right, well, hold on. Well, now, the fact that you were
right 10, about it.
The sort of weight threshold for menses is about 110 pounds. So a 10-year-old at 110 pounds means you were pretty good size, right?
Mm. I don't think I was that big when I was 10. I don't quite remember, but...
Well, and so, Drew, is it... I mean, it's about age, but it's also... You just can't have one at 80 pounds?
Right. It tends to be a certain age range of weight threshold. And the other thing that... So me, my thinking starts going, well, maybe... Are you overweight now?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, because when you're fat, it can cause anovulatory cycles. The adipose tissue produces estrogen and it suppresses the ovulation, and so you can be, and also heavy can be associated
heavy
with
heavy and thin.
No, she's heavy.
No, I know she's not.
Oh,
both.
thin makes
her right side's more of the obese, but left side real waffle crapper. I hope that's the side you get on a Saturday night.
But the other thing, Rose,
if you're very skinny,
right? Like a ballerina, that's why I ask, right, a lot of ballerinas haven't had it for years.
Eating disorder, ballerinas, again, you blow that 110-pound threshold.
Yeah,
sometimes
right.
The body tries to conserve itself. But the other thing, Rose, is that overweight is also suggestive of polycystic ovarian disease. So has anybody looked
overweight?
Yeah, what does your doctor say?
Well, seriously, like, I've had so many tests. I've had something wrong, possibly with my pituitary gland or the endocrine system.
Relax. Boy, people, they love making a drama out of this. It means your hypothalamic pituitary axis doesn't cycle normally. That's what they're telling you. It's sort of rhythmicity is off a little bit, which is a very common thing. But I bet you some of it has to be due to the adipose tissue, the fat tissue producing estrogen and suppressing ovulation. And I would look into the question of polycystic ovary. I would lose weight and get some exercise going and see if your periods don't return a little bit.
How much you weighing, Rose?
I'm 5 foot and I'm 180.
5 foot, 180. Mm. All right. I was going to do the radio math, but I'll go.
It's
I'll
done.
Go with you on that.
No.
First off, it's your folks. It's their fault for naming you Rose. That's a heavy set name.
Well, honey, I'm
second
not
only
my real
to.
Name.
Oh, it isn't. What's your real one, Delia? Because that's the heavier name.
No, my name is too unique. I don't think you can possibly classify it. And since it is so
what was that?
Genie.
No. Okay,
what is your real name?
I'm not going to say it on the radio.
Well, then because we have to decide whether it's a fat name or not, decide what kind of diet to put you on, an exercise program.
Oh, my God.
Based on your name.
It was
listen.
Genius.
If you know, Renee is a husky name, that's a different. If you're a dude named Renee, you're fat. That's a tough name.
I think
hard ass name.
Thin French smoker with bad teeth.
Renee.
Yeah. Well, that's what he'd love you to think, but unfortunately, he's got a weight problem.
What's the husky? Teresa? No.
No.
Teresa, I'll tell you. Tammy.
Oh, God.
Tammy can be a healthy.
Tammy can go either way.
Cammy can be a fat chick, but she puts out, so it sort of evens out.
Okay.
All right. Let's get back to Rose. Rose.
Okay, but since. The irregular ovulations aside, I was wondering, like, I've only had a couple partners, and I've used condoms. I've had them wear condoms every time. But I'm wondering if, like, I was with somebody for a long time, and we were both tested. We don't have any STDs. what would be the possibility or the probability of me getting pregnant without a condom or without
You still should consider yourself fertile.
Yes.
You don't know when you're going to ovulate. You can't predict that.
Hey, Rose.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
So, how about some diet and some exercise?
There you go. All right.
Yeah.
That's it, Adam.
All
it's
right,
done.
Baby doll. What else are you doing? You going to be a nurse?
No, I'm actually a college student. I'm majoring in business. There's quite a few things I could go and see, but not a nurse isn't one of them.
UC Riverside?
Yes.
All right. You get your MBA, and then it's payback time for the Jets. Oh, yes. Oh, didn't want to go to the prom, huh? All right. You're fired. Take that.
Knock, knock.
Yeah. Who's there? You're fired. That's right. All right. Now, where were we, Drew?
Talking to Brad.
Oh, it's tough when you're short and you're thick. And I hear these commercials for, like, these diet pills, and they're like, when dieting and exercise aren't enough. It's like, what do you mean? I guarantee we'll get the weight off with diet, you know.
Oh, yeah. Or exercise. What about the one that's like, this isn't for just the slightly overweight.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Like, that's going to hook everyone.
No.
This is only for the severely overweight, obese people out there.
I love that.
I'm like, come on.
I love that guy. Like, look, I'm Dr. Cinnamon.
If you're just slightly overweight, five or 10 pounds,
no offense, but this isn't for you. Yeah. I love that scam. I like that one, too. Like, look, I got a money-making opportunity. If you're only interested in making a couple $100 a week, please talk to somebody else. Don't waste my time. If you're interested in making millions of dollars a year,
then we can
talk. But please be upfront with me. Tell me, do you just want to make, like, $85 a month? Because if you do, there's other places you can. I'm trying to be respectful. My program, you make hundreds of thousands of dollars a month.
Yeah.
With my program, you lose the
pounds melt away. You're not interested in that, are you? You just want to lose 4 or 5 pounds, right?
You'd be a trazillionaire if you created the pill that just melted fat away from people.
Yeah, but by the way, you do nothing but eat grapefruits and run 20 miles a day. The weight's going to come off. Eventually, it's going to come off.
Did you see the show The Big Loser?
No, I didn't.
I never saw it either, but I heard about it.
It was good.
I was shocked. I saw bits and pieces of it, and here's a problem.
The beginning was good anyway.
Here's a problem I had. The guys, before they got on the scale, I mean, they're like fighters going into the weigh-in.
They got down. Yeah, they did it up.
No, they got down to the shorts and the underpants.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Seeing a lot of man boob.
Yeah.
And when you're a guy and you were formerly 395 and you're now down to a svelte 295, 310, you got some man boob at you.
Yeah.
And a little excess skin hanging out.
You're packing a C-cup. And you got this weird, there's a weird thing that the guys have where the nipple sticks straight out like someone just, taped a coaster to them. The nipple doesn't, like on a woman, the nipple is sort of head down a little bit.
Yeah.
This is weird because there's a fat deposit and then the nipple's like up top. Anyway, I was staring at miles of man boob. And I thought, and I never had this, could I please see some sack to cleanse my palate? Please, I need to see sack. That's the sorbet on my palate. I've been looking at man boob for too long.
There was a fair amount of crack.
I looked at my own sack.
Miles there, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It worked. Yeah. No, I pulled it up over my head. I didn't actually look down. I
slung it over your shoulder.
Slung it over, and then pow, right over the head. I could see light coming through it, actually. And the point is what it's all this FCC, nonsense, but really, it's okay to look at just sort of morbidly obese, sort of grotesque man, nothing but stretch marks and man boob. By the way, you can't show a drawing of a chick.
You know what? They had the good sense.
You can't see a drawing of the nipples without tiling them out. What's going on?
Right.
Look, either something's offensive or it isn't.
Right.
Aren't we at that point?
And they had the good sense of having attractive heavy women. The women were somewhat attractive.
That you were going, hey, if she lost weight, she'd be hot.
The guys were just enormous.
If that woman showed a little ass crack, they would have to tile it right out. But meanwhile, acres of man boob, one after the other. And they did all the guys. I was just watching. I was like, the next guy up, next guy up, next guy up. So hundreds of man boobs.
You know what's funny? I was on Fox News the other morning, and they did show the magazine, and everything had a little swoosh. Just even like over the little crack or just over the little... Even though it's not showing anything, they just to them completely, they're so conservative, they completely just put a little ribbon cover over it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you would think that if I was looking at it and didn't know what this magazine was, I'd be like, oh my gosh, she's naked.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
The imagination runs wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It made it worse.
Right.
That they
became salacious. Yeah.
Right.
And then it's like, oh, so naughty. What is that?
Yeah, we once many years ago, it seems like a more innocent time for the Man Show, actually confronted the executives over at Comedy Central and asked them how much ass crack could we show. And they got
together. Male or female?
Male or female. Well, actually, yeah. It's both. They went together. They got together. They had a meeting on it.
Ass crack meeting.
They came back and they said, you can show quarter of a crack.
Whoa, that's quite a bit.
Full length.
Well, let's say, first off, free range crack, or union crack, you don't measure the crack in square footage. You measure it
centimeters.
You measure it in lineal footage.
Lineal footage, yeah.
Right.
Yes.
It's just a straight line.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, if the average person has 9 inches or 10 inches of ass crack, you could show 2.5 inches or three or
three.
Whatever.
But you have to measure that person's, or are you going by national averages?
A quarter of that person's ass crack.
That's what I'm saying. Free ranging ass crack.
If you've got a ton of crack, you might be able to show 3-4 feet of it.
Oh, nice!
Wow.
So we worked
so
it out.
Everyone that came on the Man Show did their ass crack measured.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I worked out something. It's a sort of a variation of what they call the Brannock device. They used to measure feet at the shoe store. Remember that one? This is for it's slapped in. Yeah. There was a lawsuit because someone got something pinched.
Does the FCC send out guidebooks for y'all? Is that actually in there?
No.
No,
that's
but
the problem,
we immediately invented 3/4-ass shorts and had people wearing the 3/4-ass shorts.
So it's kind of like girls that wear low-cut pants anyways, right? You kind of sort of, they're so low that you sort of,
yeah,
get that top part of the car.
I just would like to have people decide on what's offensive, not what crosses the sexual line. We can have a Joe Rogan screaming at a guy.
Because what offends me
maggots,
might not offend you.
That's right. What about the atheist who don't want to see the man boob, don't want to see the guy burying his face in otter whiz eating a maggot-encrusted Rocky Mountain oysters with Joe Rogan screaming at them. How about the guy just likes to see a little woman boob? Huh? Hey,
the rest of the show is
going to
be commercial.
The right-thinking atheist.
If we don't break.
All right. Quiet, Harrison. We got to take a break. We'll be right back after this. Get it on, boy. I tell you, got to get it on. Break it down and get it on. Leanne Tweeden is here tonight. Yeah, she's on the cover of FHM magazine. Uncle's getting sex change. All right. Leanne, we got a question for Leanne. We'll take that, and then we'll do a sex change operation question. Vladimir?
Yeah.
You're 20?
20, yeah. How's it going, Adam? Just want to say, you're my god among gods, Dr. Drew. You're a passionate, passionate man. Just want to say hi to Leanne.
And coming from a guy named Vladimir.
Yeah. Vlad.
I'm sorry, what?
Vlad, you a fan of Leanne's?
Huge fan. Just thought she's super gorgeous. Thought she's awesome. Sorry, I'm 5'4", 321, but that show got canceled, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
So just wondering, what could we expect from you in the future? Any new shows or...
We're working on some stuff. I'm not interested in acting, but we're working on some new stuff over at Fox. We're doing some pre-Super Bowl stuff that I'll be doing and possibly working on another show for the network, actually, a sports show that I can't really go into right now. But, stuff down the line for sure, but still a lot of sports and maybe a pilot talk television.
Staying around the extreme sports or just kind of...
I'm a little bit. I'm getting ready to do some with Tony Hawk and the Boom Boom Huck Jam. It'll be a special on Fox that'll air right before the Super Bowl. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm still thrown around that circle, and, I know all those people, and I know all the sports, so definitely, I never stray too far.
Vlad?
Awesome, yeah.
Meanwhile, you got the FHM to beat off to.
I'll be definitely checking out the Adam pose.
Yeah.
And the Corolla pose.
It's the one where she has her thumb under the side of her panties.
It's the full body turquoise.
Turn about for it. Well, you'll know. You'll know it when you see it.
Did she do the Drew pose?
Drew
pose. We've forgotten what that was.
Drew pose.
Wait, hold on. I say it's this one. Hold on.
No, that's fetal position.
That one, yes.
It's the one where he's in fetal position begging for his nuts back from his wife.
See, you all knew before I even showed you. See?
Yes.
So there you go.
Brad?
Yeah.
Your uncle's getting a sex change operation?
Yeah, actually he is. He's supposed to in about a year.
Mm-hmm. In about a year.
We just found out about 2 weeks ago.
Great news. How old is he?
He's like 46.
All right.
What's the question?
He's got 4 children.
Oof. Mm-hmm. Well, I can do it.
Has your uncle always been different?
Yeah, he's always been the black sheep of the family.
Okay.
All right.
My stepmom was looking on the internet about it. And we were trying to find out what the what would have caused this psychological problem or whatever to make it?
Well, all kinds of debate about it.
A lot of water under the bridge, though. I mean, as far as you go, Brad, you're 16. There's no way you could, you know, chain yourself to a bulldozer in front of the surgeon's office. It's not going to do anything.
Right. Oh, your uncle's going to do what he's going to do.
Yeah.
For him.
And by the way, you know, my thing, I think you would agree, Adam, too. Whatever people want to do, great, fantastic. Keep it to yourself.
It's going to be difficult, though, on Thanksgiving when you show up looking like
that. Auntie, yeah. What?
No, but I understand that it makes it difficult for families to adjust, but it gets broadcasted a lot. People.
Yeah, I don't know why you need it.
I think because people don't understand it.
I don't know why does Brad need a one-year heads up on this?
Don't they have to get hormonally, they have to sort of prepare their bodies, prepare their minds.
That the knuckle should have alerted everybody when he was going under the knife, and that's it?
I don't know.
I got pre-op surgery tomorrow. You know?
Here's all I'm saying. As a family member, the less time this could be rolling around my noggin, the better for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like if I found out someone was sick in my family, I'd like them to die the next day.
Right.
I don't want to live with it for
a year.
Yeah,
interesting. You know what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe I'd kill him. Yeah, just put a bullet in him. It's mercy kill. No, but it's
doesn't
not.
Work, it doesn't work like that, though.
All right. That's all I'm saying. For me, if someone said my dad's going to get a sex change operation and get made into a man, yeah, you want to have to add a penis to him, Drew. That would be a sex change operation for my pussy dad.
You want to enjoy him as a pussy as long as possible.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great guy. Wonderful. All right, we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back after this. Well, that's the show. I want to thank Leanne Tween for coming in here, dear friend, for stopping by. And,
thank you, guys.
Doing the Lord's work. God bless you, baby doll. FHM, everybody, on newsstands as we speak. And, of course, at Best Damn Sports Show, period. So, until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.